We face a lot of serious problems in our society, but perhaps there is no greater problem than that of disobedience to authority. We need to understand as Christians that we do have an obligation to obey those whom God has placed in an authoritative position. If you look in 1 Peter chapter 2, we find one of these groups of individuals we are to obey as Christians. 1 Peter chapter 2, in verse 13, it says, "Therefore submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to the governors." As Christians, we have an obligation to obey the authorities, that is, the government that God has placed over us. Also, as Christians, we have the obligation to obey our elders. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, we are told to obey those who rule over us and be submissive to them, for they watch out for our souls. We need to obey those elders that are over us in the Lord's church. And also, of course, we need to obey as Christians our Lord. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, we're told, "In whatever we do, in word or deed, that we're to do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus." That means to do things by His authority. So we see as Christians there are a lot of those who we are to respect and to obey. But if you look also in Ephesians chapter 6, we're going to look at a group of individuals that we are to obey that sometimes is overlooked. Ephesians chapter 6, and there in verse 1, Paul recorded for us, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." A great obligation we have as children all of our lives to our parents are to obey those things that they have told us to do. And no doubt we all remember growing up that that's not always an easy thing to do, because we all don't always think that the things our parents tell us to do are the most enjoyable things or things that we desire to do. But nevertheless, if we want to obey God, we are going to have to do those things, because the Bible says this is the right or this is the correct thing for us to do. But also, if you'll turn over to Colossians in the third chapter, we'll read in verse 20 another reason why we are to obey our parents as children. In Colossians 3, verse 20, we read, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord." We are told to obey our parents in every aspect. Like we pointed out, even those things we might not want to do, and of course there is a line that has to be drawn, and that if our parents tell us to do something that violates the will of God, of course we would not do that. But anything short of that, we must do what our parents have instructed us to do. Why? Not only because it's the right or the correct thing to do, but as Paul says there, it is well-pleasing to the Lord. That's what God wants us to do, and whenever He looks down on us and sees children living their lives in obedience to what their parents tell them to do, He is going to be pleased with that.